Welcome to Dreamful Podcast, bedtime stories for slumber. I would like to start off this episode by thanking our newest supporter, Megan Thomas. Thank you so much, Megan, and I hope you have the sweetest of dreams. If you'd like to be just like Megan and gain access to subscriber-only episodes while receiving a shout-out, visit dreamfulstories.com and on the support page find a link to become a Buzzsprout supporter or subscribe via Supercast if you listen on Spotify. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, but I can't see your name, so I'm unfortunately unable to do a shout-out. Sorry about that. But your donations go toward things like music licensing, equipment, and of course, paying my beautiful, amazing editor, Katie. This is the third episode in the Myths of Egypt series, where we meet the god who shaped the Egyptian vision of life beyond death, the one who crossed into the shadow realm, who weighs the hearts of the dead, and offers the promise of renewal. This is the story of Osiris, fallen king, judge of souls. So, snuggle up in your blankets and have sweet dreams. In the hush of ancient temples, beneath columns carved with spells and stars, one name is spoken with a different kind of breath. A breath of mourning, a breath of hope. Osiris. He is the green-skinned god of life and death, the one who ruled with wisdom and kindness, the one who was betrayed. It is a tale of love that endures, of a body torn and made whole again, of a king who passed beneath the earth and from the shadows became immortal. Through Osiris, the Egyptians learned that death was not the end, but a doorway, that life could return, that order could rise from the grasp of chaos. His was the first mummy, the first to pass into the underworld and reign there in light. And in every heart weighed in the hall of judgment, in every tomb built with care and reverence, his presence lingers. This is the story of Osiris. Before he ruled the underworld, before the shadow of betrayal fell across his path, Osiris walked beneath the sun, a king among mortals. Under his reign, the Nile swelled and flowed in steady rhythm. Grains rose golden in the fields. Orchards bowed heavy with fruit. And the people, once wild and scattered, learned the ways of harmony. Osiris taught them to till the soil, to shape stone, to speak to one another with justice and kindness. Where once there was lawlessness, now there was Ma'at, balance, order, rightness. He ruled by wisdom, by the gentle weight of his presence. It was said that wherever he passed, life itself quickened. The river shimmered, birds took flight, papyrus whispered at his feet. His queen Isis stood at his side, brilliant of mind and fierce of heart. Together, they formed a sacred pair, king and queen, earth and sky, order and renewal, and the people prospered. Yet, beneath this golden age, shadows stirred. For in the court of Osiris was his brother, Set, lord of storms and deserts, whose heart burned with envy. As the kingdom bloomed, so too did Set's bitterness. For how could one who ruled with gentleness be so beloved? And as the fields grew ripe with grain, so too did a plan. One that would tear the body of Egypt itself apart. Set watched his brother with a gaze, sharp as flint. Each smile, each cheer of the people, a stone laid upon the altar of his rage. And in that bitterness, a plan was born, a trap woven of flattery and deceit. Set crafted a chest, a thing of beauty and wonder, carved of cedar, inlaid with gold and lapis lazuli. A gift, he said, for any among them whom it fit perfectly. The court gathered. Laughter rose. One by one, the nobles climbed into the chest. Too short, too long, too wide. And then came Osiris. Tall and noble, eyes as clear as the river at dawn. He lay within the chest, and it closed around him as if made for his form. In that moment, the laughter ceased. Set's men sprang forward. They sealed the chest with molten lead, locked the king within darkness. And with a shout, Set hurled the chest into the Nile. The water swallowed it. The green land fell silent. And Osiris was gone. Set claimed the throne. Storms lashed the river. Crops withered beneath an unkind sun. The land mourned. But far from Set's gaze, beneath the veil of grief, one heart burned bright with purpose. Isis, queen, sister, sorceress. She would not rest. She would not yield. For love remembers when all else forgets. And so began a search that would span land and sea, wind and shadow, to find the broken body of the king and to weave the thread of life anew. Isis wandered the river's edge, her tears falling like pearls upon the earth. Where others saw only grief, Isis saw a path through shadow, a path toward love that could not be silenced. With words older than stone, with spells shaped in the breath between worlds, she sought her beloved. The chest of Osiris had drifted beyond the land of Egypt, carried by the current to distant shores, where it came to rest within the heart of a great tamarisk tree. The tree grew around the chest, enfolding it in trunk and branch, until it stood tall in the palace of a foreign king, unknowing guardian of a fallen god. Disguised and undaunted, Isis traveled to that distant court, with song and wisdom, with grace that stilled the hearts of mortals. She revealed her truth. The chest was given to her, and with trembling hands, Isis opened it beneath the gaze of the stars. There lay Osiris, pale as a new moon. She wept. Her voice rose in a keening song, a sound that stirred the river, that reached the ears of her sister, Nephthys, who came swift as shadow to her side. Together, they called upon Anubis, Lord of Embalming, Guardian of the Dead. With sacred oils, with linen wrapped in spells, they tended to the broken king. Piece by piece, they made him whole. Breath by breath, they wove the magic of life. And in that moment, beneath the veil of night, Osiris stirred. No longer of the mortal realm, yet not lost to the void. From this act, the rites of mummification were born, and from Isis's love, the seed of the future took root. For in that union of life and death, she conceived a son, Horus, heir to a shattered throne. But the work was not done, for Set still ruled above. And Osiris, though restored, would take a different path, one that would shape the destiny of all who would follow him. In the world above, the river mourned. The wind moved through barren fields. But beneath the veil of earth, in the deep halls of Duat, Osiris awoke. No longer did he wear the simple robes of a living king. Now he was clothed in linen kissed with sacred oils, wrapped in the white folds of eternity. His skin was now a strange shade of green, the color of the first shoot, rising from fertile soil. Upon his brow sat the Atef crown, flanked by ostrich feathers, tall as the pillars of the sky. In his hands, he held the crook and flail, symbols not of dominion through force, but of guidance, of care, of the eternal harvest. Behind him rose a great throne of obsidian and gold, carved with the stars of the hidden sky. Around him stood the gods of the underworld, Anubis, Thoth, Maat, witnesses to a reign beyond death. For Osiris had crossed the final threshold. In doing so, he became the first of the justified, the one who would show the way to those who followed. In the Hall of Two Truths, beneath the vaulted ceilings, painted with the night sky. The scales weighted. Upon them, the heart of each soul was placed, balanced against the feather of Ma'at, the light of cosmic order. Osiris watched from his throne as a sovereign of justice. His gaze was steady as stone, his breath the hush of the earth. If the heart was true, if it carried no weight of falsehood or cruelty, the soul would be welcomed into the fields of reeds, a land of gentle rivers and endless green. If the heart was found wanting, it would be devoured by Amit, the eater of souls, cast into silence. Through this rite, Osiris gave the people hope. To live rightly was to prepare the soul for this journey. And so, in every tomb, his image was painted. Green skin, eyes calm as the Nile at dawn, arms crossed upon his chest, crowned and eternal. In every burial rite, his name was whispered. Osiris, who was slain, who rose, who reigns forever. For through this fall, the Egyptians saw that death was not an end, but a gateway. And through his rule beneath the earth, they found a promise that all who lived with truth in their hearts might walk once more beneath the stars. The name Osiris held profound meaning in ancient Egypt. In his royal tombs, in sacred texts, in quiet prayers for the dead, his story shaped how Egyptians understood life, death, and what might lie beyond. In the earliest religious writings, the pyramid texts, kings sought to follow the path of Osiris, to rise again after death and join the eternal cycle. Over time, this vision extended to all people. Through the Osirian rites, Egyptians believed the soul could be made whole again, that the dead could live in the blessed fields of reeds. Mummification became the sacred preparation for this journey. The body was preserved so the spirit could recognize and return to it. In funerary texts, the Book of the Dead, the coffin texts, Osiris presided over the weighing of the heart, where truth determined one's fate beyond the tomb. The image of Osiris, arms crossed, adorned countless tomb walls and papyri, a symbol of hope in the face of mortality. The annual flooding of the Nile, which renewed the land and ensured life's return, became a natural echo of his myth, the rhythm of death and rebirth, reflected in the land itself. Through this cycle, Osiris became more than a figure of myth. He became a symbol of continuity, that life moves forward, even through loss, that renewal is woven into the fabric of existence. In this way, the legacy of Osiris endured, written in prayers, painted in sacred spaces, carried in the hearts of those who look beyond the setting sun. In the story of Osiris, the ancient Egyptians found something enduring, a way to face death with understanding, a vision of life that could continue beyond the tomb. They prepared their dead with care, with words, with ritual, and with hope. And through generations, the image of Osiris remained, a king seated in the Hall of Judgment, a figure of balance and renewal. His story reminded them, and perhaps reminds us still, that every ending holds the shape of a beginning, that beyond what we can see, life may yet stir in unseen ways. And so the cycle turns, and so Osiris endures.